إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah that the month of Ramadan is the month that Al-Quran was revealed. A blessed month with a blessed book. And it is indeed guidance for people, hudan lin-nas, and also to explain to them their way of life, to enlighten them, to show them the way forward. I am sure that khutbas about the preparation for the month of Ramadan have been said. Nevertheless, and also how to receive the month of Ramadan. What are the virtues of Ramadan? All are extremely important. The preparation to receive something is just as important as indeed receiving it. So before I say anything else, dear brothers and sisters, I like to talk about receiving the month of Ramadan in terms of heart and spirit, in terms of your feelings, in terms of your love. How do you receive the month of Ramadan? Definitely, the idea of a long day, maybe a warm or a hot day, crosses the mind. Probably thinking that I am a student, I have to revise, I have exams, also occurs to you. Also as a professional or as a mother, you have jobs to do. You have to get up early, you have to take the kids to school, and so on. So you think, is it going to be difficult? And I believe, with all honesty, it is a very human thing to think that way. So I'm not really saying that it is absolutely wrong to think that way. It is very human. Nevertheless, what I'm trying to tell you and to tell myself before that is really to look at the month of Ramadan in a different view. Because at the end of the day, alhamdulillah, it is a blessed month. It is fard. We have to fast the month of Ramadan. But it is a big difference between doing something because you have to and doing something because you love to. You can go to work. The work entails difficulties, challenges, politics sometimes. But as you say, I have to do it. I have to earn my living. So you go there with that sort of mentality. But you go there with a different mentality and say, it is a challenging job. I like my job. I like the challenges within my job. I am able to do it. I'll be there. I'll do it. I'll go forward with it. It's the same thing, isn't it? But with two different attitudes. And that's exactly the difference, generally, even as a Muslim, looking into Islam as guidance, as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as something that carries you throughout your life, helps you, makes you happy, reduces the wrong decisions that you may make because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already gave you these ways. And someone else thinking in a very negative way. So the first thing I would say, receive the month of Ramadan with a heart full of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A heart that elevates the rituals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own heart. Thinking, mashaAllah, so and so passed away. So they don't have that chance. But alhamdulillah, I do. This is a blessing from Allah that I am here. And I am, inshaAllah, able to fast yet another month in my life. Think it that way. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. All this and honoring the rituals of Allah comes from the purity of the heart. To elevate and to honor the rituals of Allah, such as Siyam, comes from the purity of your heart. Look into your heart and see where is Ramadan in that heart. And elevate it. Because وَمَنْ ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subscribed upon you for your benefit. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Elevate that feeling. Elevate your spirit. Be extremely joyful and happy that you have reached thus far in your life. Alhamdulillah, you fasted when you were, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, and you know, when you were in your teens and in your 20s, and if you live long enough, you know, in 30s and 40s, say alhamdulillah, I am in my 60s or 70s and I'm still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me yet another chance to improve myself, to increase in my hasanat, etc. So elevate that feeling in your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for definitely for the blessed month of Ramadan. Receive the month of Ramadan with all the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gifted you. The ni'mah of Islam that others may not yet enjoy. The bounty of Islam, the bounty of Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Tawheed. And if you were born as a Muslim, think of that gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as for others have to seek Islam and search for it and struggle within their societies and within their own selves to reach that. So you, for that, you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are grateful to Him. You are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that led you to the deen al-haq, to the religion of the truth, and the kalima of tawheed, the word of توحيد and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا إله إلا الله and to be able to enter into the month of Ramadan to purify yourself, to attain taqwa, to increase your Islam and Iman, and also to read more Quran, etc. The third thing, which is definitely extremely important, is the niyyah, the true intention. As I said, you can do things because you have to, and you can do things because you'd love to do. It's up to you to think in any way you like. It is up to you to believe in your heart what you want to believe. But for you to love to come to the month of Ramadan is really the way to do it. So a good intention, a niyyah sadiqa, والتوجه الحسن, والفرح بعطاء الله ورحمته, is true intention, is to face to your duties with joy and happiness, and be very well satisfied with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that manifests itself within the month of Ramadan. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us to purify our niyyah, and that Allah will not accept any deed unless the niyyah, the intention, is purely for the sake of Allah, purely, 100%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept partnership in anything, not in worship, not in belief, not in any deed. If we do something for the sake of Allah and for the sake of something else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us, you do it for the sake of the something else. For the sake of people, for the sake of society, for the sake of friends and parents, etc. Allah does not need, Allah أغنَى الشركاء عن الشرك. He does not need partners. إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Indeed, deeds are by intentions. And you need to do two things to arrive safely. To have the right intention purely for the sake of Allah. And Ramadan is definitely a ibadah that you have to purify your intention for the sake of Allah and for the sake of Allah alone. And the second is to do it according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. It has to be right. These are the foundation of any deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may accept from you. Further, dear brothers and sisters, is really, you could look at the difficulty in doing anything, but you can also look at the prize and the end results. And this is not new in our lives. From the very beginning, from a very early age, you have to get up early, your parents take you to school, and you have to sit and learn and so on and do your homework. You'd rather have done something else, played or whatever. But why? Because there is an aim of success, an aim of developing your knowledge, an aim to attain, if you like, a certification or a degree, to be able to be a professional and to earn money and to be able to be independent and have a family and children, etc. Although that, if you think about it, any aim that can have another aim is not really the real aim. The real aim is the ultimate one. There is no aim beyond that. And that is that the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Jannah. Beyond that, and of course, to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala face in Al-Jannah. There is nothing beyond that. So look at Siyam and Ramadan, not as, I don't know, 19 hours fasting and so on, but as the prize, the taqwa that you may attain. The piety the خشوع, the humble feeling, the humbleness you arrive at during the month of Ramadan. Going back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listening to Al-Quran, refraining from doing something bad. Look at the prize around the month of Ramadan. In each individual hour, and in every day of the month, and towards the end of the month. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ يَفْرَحُهُمَا إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. There are two times of joyfulness for the Muslim. The first is when you break your fast. You feel happy. You feel that satisfaction. And that's what I mean, dear brothers, by looking at the prize and at the aim. That is okay. That is a temporary aim on each day. By the end of the day, alhamdulillah, you've achieved one day of fasting. May Allah accept from you. May Allah forgive you. May Allah elevate you. May Allah reward you. You break your fast, you feel that happiness and joy. And when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, is the real joy when you feel happy and joyful because you were fasting during your lifetime on earth. So look, dear brothers and sisters, at the prize, at the end results, at the summit. If someone is ascending the Himalaya, they're not really, I don't believe they are enjoying the difficulties as such, but they are really aiming at being there at the top and say, yeah, I have achieved that goal and I've conquered myself and been able to do what only a few can do. You look at the aim, and definitely the aim of fasting, piety, achieving forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fast Ramadan إيمانا, believing in Allah and exclusively for the sake of Allah, Allah will forgive all previous sins. Who doesn't want to be forgiven, dear brothers and sisters? من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever does qiyam, that is the salah during the night, iman and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking his satisfaction exclusively, Allah will forgive his or her previous sins. Look at the prize, look at the end results, look at the aim, the ultimate aim, al-jannah, and maybe even the partial aims during the month of Ramadan and during your lifetime on earth. Who doesn't feel after the month of Ramadan, who doesn't feel purified? Who doesn't feel happy? Who doesn't feel that, subhanallah, before the month of Ramadan, I had so many worries. I was a little bit depressed. I had this, I had the other, so many negative feelings. I've been through the month of Ramadan and now I feel happy, I feel positive, I feel energetic, I feel a person who's looking forward to the rest of the year to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fast more days, continue with my fard prayers and nafl prayers, reading Al-Quran, making dhikr, making dua, things that you should take from the month of Ramadan. Also, one of the prizes and end results, if you like, in the month of Ramadan is good moral conduct, because all ibadah is really about moral conduct. In Hadith Qudsi, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith is متفق عليه, narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. قال الله عز وجل, it is a hadith Qudsi, so it is what the Prophet narrates about his Lord. كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به والصيام جنة ف فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب، فإن سابه أحد أو خاصمه أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم إني صائم. And also in another hadith it says كل عمل ابن آدم له الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. So in the hadith, and if you remember we talked in previous khutbas about the deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, every good deed you do, Allah gives you at least 10 times, 10 folds, to 700 times. And Sawm is not one of these. It's not 10 times, it's not 700 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَإِنَّهُ لِي, it is for me, for Allah, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, I will reward for it. So it is beyond the 10 times and 700 times, Allah knows how much. So siyam exclusively is the type of ibadah and the type of good deed that Allah will give بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And He is the generous. He says, don't worry, I'll reward you for it. If someone is very generous, وَاللَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, He says, don't worry, you bring it and you'll be very happy. Allah is saying to you, it's not 10 times, it's not 700 times. He will reward you for it. So be happy and be satisfied and don't worry. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. How many times? Allahu A'lam. But they say that الصوم شقيق الصبر. صوم, it needs a lot of patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will reward the patient ones without account. Open. No account. Open. Blank check. Allah will reward them. So think of that. Don't think of a long day. It will pass. And you know you can do it. And you know you'll be happy up by the end of it. And you know you have to do it. But be happy. Look at the prize. Then another thing which I was trying to allude to is if it is the day you are fasting, whether in Ramadan or outside Ramadan, and definitely it applies in Ramadan, فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ. No shouting, no foul language, no transgressing against the others. And if someone attacks you, verbally or otherwise, say, إِنِّي صَائِمْ, I'm fasting. I am not retaliating. May Allah forgive you. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And that is a huge lesson for you to train to have good moral conduct and also for the other party. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. The very last item which I wanted to talk about very very quickly is really to have the will to change. The month of Ramadan is about change. About changing from a good person to a better person. From a bad person to a good person. From an excellent person to even more excellent person. There is no limit in Iman and Islam how much you can achieve. At-taghir. To change. Change your lifestyle. Change your time management. Change the way you look at ibadah. Change the way you are related to the Book of Allah. How much you read from it. Change the way you are praying your 4-5 times a day plus the nawafil. Change the way you look at Islam in general. Change the way you look after your brothers and sisters who are in need and less fortunate than yourself. That is an opportunity to change, and I think without going into any detail, I'm sure there could be more to say about that. So very, very quickly, receive the month of Ramadan with happiness, with joy, with capturing the moment and capturing the opportunity. Look at the prize. Look at the ultimate result, and make sure that you change to the better and to the best, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala al-Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برأفتك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم ارحم إخواننا في العراق، اللهم ارحم إخواننا في الفلوجة، اللهم قهم شر الأشرار وحقد الحاقدين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أخرجهم سالمين ورد عنهم الشر يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم انصرهم عن مكائد الشرق والغرب يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم واشف مرضاهم وأطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم رد هذه الأمة إلى دينها ردا جميلا، اللهم ردها إلى كتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم عنا على صيامه وقيامه وقراءة القرآن والذكر والدعاء، اللهم تقبله منا يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وأنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.